So for that purpose, we have got general guidelines. If we focus and function upon, then we will be able to make mission statements like vision very clear. Also, an important thing over here is that mission statements should be in, you can say, conjunction or conciliation with the vision statement. So mission and vision should go hand in hand. They both should be related to each other. It cannot be that the vision is something else and mission is something else. It wouldn't be able to coincide. So mission statement should be able to relate based upon what the vision statement is all about. So these statements should clearly indicate the important roles and methodologies followed for fulfilling the vision. So mission statements will give us the important way, mechanism and path which will help us to fulfill the vision. Also, techniques and tools such as affinity diagram, brainstorming, fishbone diagram and surveys should be used. So the path where we want to reach can be helped with the help of certain management tools, like we have got affinity diagram, brainstorming as a tool, fishbone diagram and surveys. These four tools will help us to go through the roadmap, which will help us to achieve our vision. So if I want to, if visualization has been done by the company, vision has been set across, then for achieving that vision, the roadmap which on which we need to work upon are these tools like affinity diagram, which is more about clarity, brainstorming, which is more about discussing, fishbone diagram is also known as cause and effect analysis, which is more about what is the cause against which, what is the affection or effectiveness, or what is going to be affected because of that thing. And finally, the surveys, which will give us the indication that what are the different elements involved in the business cycle. So these are four or five different tools which are required as far as general statement formation statements are required for achieving the roadmap which company has visualized to achieve over a period of time. Another guideline is mission statement should realize the vision in action. Conduct a mind map to check whether it is really fulfilled. In other words, the mission and vision should be aligned. Mission and vision should be connected. They should be connected in such a way as that should be rather a link between vision and mission statement. So it should basically conduct a mind map, trying to identify this is the place where I want to reach and this is the roadmap I have to take for reaching to this particular point. So vision and mission statement needs to be aligned in such a way. These statements will carry the information which needs to be fulfilled in near future. So for achieving the vision over a period of time, maybe 5 to 10 years down the line, mission statements will give us the roadmap or path that will give us the indication that how in future what vision the company has saw can be achieved over a period of time. So this basically aligns the whole story. Time factor may be brought in to make it more systematic. So in this particular purpose, time factor will be brought in across, or time factor will be considered to make sure that how much time it will take for achieving that mission. So if mission takes huge amount of time to achieve, that much amount of time will be taken up for achieving the vision as well. So time factor will be very important task which can be identified with the help of mission statement. So mission statement will give us the indication what is the respectable time available for company or business to achieve the task. Like for example, we have got mission statement for our Wellinger Institute of Management known as V School. At V School, our mission is focus on inventive education by offering practical, innovative and technology driven programs. So that is where you see a lot of technical, innovative and practical programs are conducted, like these, like V lectures which you are listening, or we have got V Care, and we have got a lot of different tools and techniques which are available at V School for encouraging, like Himalayan tracks, which they take you for leadership building and I mean skill development, etc. things. So focus on inventive education is what is the key over here at our V School. Also, it provides managerial talent with risk managing ability, passion for learning and creative thinking and values in rapidly evolving economic and social environment. So at V School, we try to bridge a gap between what is happening in the theoretical world and practical world, trying to align and make sure that whatever individual's thought processes can be guided systematically with experiences and proper channelization of the energy, helping them to achieve their own needs, visions and goals whichever they set up over a period of time. So it is more about creative thinking, having the passion for learning with risk managing ability. So if there are risks involved in the system, you can be also able to achieve those things over a period of time. So this is what mission of V School is, that any challenges, issues or changes, which is the most common thing in the world, if it's going to be occurring, we can be able to achieve if and only if we have got proper mission. So mission of V School is to make sure that whatever changes are taking our surroundings, it can be able to achieve over a period of time. Another mission of V School is contribute significantly to Indian corporate world by preparing management graduates with global mindset. So another mission of V School is to make sure that whatever individuals are there in the market who wants to pursue, who wants to work hard, they will be able to work hard. So nurturing them, to encourage them, show them proper path, guide them, make them understand and relevant, I mean relevance enough for you can say stand on their feet to go into the corporate world and help the corporates to grow from the levels where the corporates are now to the next levels where they visualize the companies wants to go. So this is what is in brief the mission of V School as far as contributing significantly is concerned. Also another mission of V School is build intellectual capital through faculty development, research, consultancy and publications. So we at V School also conducts a lot of research based work, faculty development where the faculties have been trained regularly, consultancy services and publications have been involved in regular intervals to make sure that the system also upgrades with time and can relate with what is required in the market. Also develop alumni network of mutual benefit and keep alumni updated through continuous learning and meeting. So another mission, or rather you can say one of the missions of V School is again to make sure that there is proper networking connections, are able to relate, are able to contribute over a period of time, can reach to the levels with time ahead and continuously learn and meet, making sure that we take help or we can connect to each, assist each other for helping the companies to grow with time and with individuals with over a period of time. Similarly, like we saw mission statements of V School, we have got mission statement of Wipro, which is led by Azim Premji. So the mission statement of Wipro is be a trusted partner to our clients by providing transformed and systematic services. So software services in systematic manner, if it has to reach across, it is going to be done with the help of Wipro Limited. So Wipro Limited is one of the tasks and work is to make sure that they are able to connect with their clients, building good relationship and having a trusted partnership with them. Achieve thought leadership in emerging technology areas. Another mission statement of Wipro is to make sure that they have got thought leadership, which is more about that there are leaders who have thought processes that what they will be able to foresee what is going to take place in near future. So that's what the mission statement is, to encourage more and more thought leaders to go ahead in the business. We pursued as a leader by relevant stakeholders among global IT services and BPO providers. So another mission of Wipro is to make sure that they can perceive themselves as a leader in the industry, in relevant stakeholders and encouraging IT services and BPO providers to grow with time at different levels and layers, helping them to design and lift the business to the levels where they are. So these are a few mission statements of Wipro Limited. Like we have seen vision and mission, now we move on to the next level, that is known as strategy. Now strategy itself is a very dynamic word. The word strategy, can someone tell me? Yes, tell me Payal, what do you mean by word strategy? Okay Payal, absolutely correct. Someone else would like to add on? Let me put up this question to Abhishek. Abhishek, you tell me, what do we mean by term strategy? Superb. Abhishek and Payal have both said the same thing, that strategy means planning or a plan. So a strategy is a way of doing something. It usually includes formulation of an objective and a set of action plans for accomplishment of the objective. So strategy is more about a game plan. It is more about a plan which company needs to decide and design so that they can reach to the levels where company wants to reach. Because if we have not planned anything, the company wouldn't be able to reach. So one of the important element in the business as far as just designing the vision and mission wouldn't solve the problem. It is with vision, mission, you require proper strategies available that will help companies to grow with time. So that is how the strategy would function. So the study of strategic management emphasizes on monitoring and evaluating environmental opportunities and threats in the light of corporation strengths and weaknesses. In other words, a strategy will help the business to identify the SWOT of the company, the SWOT of the individual. SWOT stands for, S stands for strength, W stands for weaknesses, O stands for opportunities, and T stands for threats. So every company who have to plan for a strategy would usually take into consideration the SWOT analysis, that is strength, weakness, opportunities and threats analysis, how the company would survive and grow with time in the business. So that is how this strategy would be defined and determined. So for that purpose, few steps would be taken up. First of all, in step number one for the process, we'll have analyzing the opportunities and threats or constraints that exist in the external environment. So the first step in designing this strategies to identifying that what exists in the surrounding of the business. That is, what are the opportunities and threats, or you can say constraints, which are there in the outside world, which is making sure the business can basically either grow, lift, or business can grow down, or basically shut down. So that's what will be analyzed at the step number one for having a proper strategy in place. Step two is formulate strategies that will match organization strengths and weaknesses with opportunities and threats or constraints that exist in external environment. So at the second level, we will not just prepare opportunities and threats and go aside, but opportunities and threats needs to be checked with the strengths and weaknesses. So our strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats are aligned or connected to each other over a period of time for company's growth or not will be identified with step number two at this level, where external environment would be tested based upon what is the fact of the internal environment, that is strengths and weaknesses. After this step number two, formulation of strategies would have taken place with the basic strengths, weaknesses and opportunities, threats. Understanding step three, we will implement the strategies which companies have decided for taking the business to levels. And then in step number four, we will evaluate and control the activities to ensure that organizational objectives are achieved. So at this, the step number four, they will evaluate and control that did the organization achieve its objectives or not. Were they successful from point number one? That is, they analyzed, implemented based upon that, and evaluating that whatever they analyzed and implemented, were they able to give the result or not? So this would be done at the step number four, where analyzing would be a different kind of game for helping the companies to check and evaluate how the companies functioned and formatted in given particular part of time. So now we have got objectives. Every department should have well-defined objectives. This will be based on why the department exists and what are its broad expected outcomes. So now what happens after mission? We see the objectives. Like, mission was the pathway or roadmap for leading to vision. Similarly, objectives will be a pathway or roadmap to reach the mission. So in objectives, it basically gives us the understanding that how the objectives should be designed, how the objectives needs to be properly confined to. So objectives should be well defined, and it should be based on why the department exists. What is the basic reason the department exists? What is the basic concept because of which the companies would be able to reach to the levels where the company wants to reach? So it is more about the outcomes or the ways or paths which will help the mission to be fulfilled with alignment of the mission. So the objectives needs to be properly classified. The objective of the design department of an organization may be as follows. So we have got in organization a lot of departments, but in our organizations, if for example, if you have got a design department, what can be the objective of design department? It can be to design the product optimally using state-of-art technology. So whatever the technology the company possesses, to use those technology to the optimal manner, level, and giving the output as per the requirement or as per the available benefit. So that is where we have got the objective of the design department, is to give the output accordingly. So similarly, to design the product up to the delight of customers found and checked using the state-of-art management tools. Whatever management tools are available in the company, the objective of the design department is whatever tools are available with the management should be utilized in such a way that the output can be given for fulfilling the objective of the business. So see, for example, objective of the business is to deliver 3 designs in a day. Available output, available mindset, available employees can be taken up as a task and give the output accordingly. So objective of design department is another to incorporate innovativeness and flexibility in the design. So to make sure how they can flexibly correlate the things, help companies to achieve what the company's mindset or output needs to be given, being properly defined. So this is the way how objectives should be given. So in other words, objectives should be aligned with regards to the output wherever it is considered. So from objective, now we move on to the next part, that is known as goal setting. So like objective was a pathway to achieve the mission, similarly goal setting is a pathway to fulfill the objectives. That is why we say the fulfill the objectives, it is necessary that the objectives are split into specifics. So objectives would be A, B or C. So for achieving these objectives, there are different small goals. So small pathways which will help to achieve the objectives, for that we will require goals. So the criteria may be functionality, action, etc. These goals are for teams of people involved. So to achieve the objectives, the pathway or roadmap which the company needs to run through across is nothing but the goals. And goals of the teams, goals are basically made up of ensuring that the company's people can achieve this particular task for the people involved in that system. So goal setting is done in that particular manner. Now, we all know goals, how it must be. The goal must be smart in nature, which means what? Goal must be specific, goals must be measurable, goals must be attainable, goals must be realistic, and goals must be time bound. In other words, goals should be smart in nature. Now, specific, what do we mean by what specific? That is, it should be specifically what we want to achieve. Like for example, if we want to become manager is not a goal, what we want to accomplish in organization is a goal. So when we talk about specific, it means the goal should be exactly what we want to achieve. You cannot have an haphazard goal. It needs to be having exactly specifically what the company wants you to do or what your task is at that level in the organization. So goal needs to be specific in nature. Similarly, goal should be measurable, which means it should be able to value. For example, we want to secure 95% marks is a measurable goal, that this is what I want to measure, and this measurable thing or achievable thing can be measured so very easily. Then goal must be achievable, which is also known as attainable. It shouldn't be a scenario that I am not able to attain or achieve that goal and I am running here and there in haphazard manner. That is why we say that the goal must be attainable. So if we want to buy a flat in Mumbai and we just have only 10 lakhs, it is not possible to buy a flat there. That is why we say that the goals must be attainable or achievable. If we are not able to achieve the goal, if we are not able to attain the goal, then it wouldn't make basically any sense. That is where we will have the goal needs to be attainable or achievable over a period of time. That's what the concept of the goal is going to be. Similarly, goals must be realistic. It should be logical. It should be realistic. The goal must be realistic, which is we cannot dream to become a prime minister when we have not yet become a corporator. So again, goal should be realistic. It should basically be a logical goal. It cannot be a like I have never done hiking or mountaineering and I have a goal to climb Himalaya. It is not irrelevant. It's illogical. You just go with that passion, but it needs to proper training, then only we can reach that particular level. So it is, the goals should be realistic, to be more precise, to achieve that particular task. Finally, goal should have a time bound or a time frame. So goal should must be having a time limit, such as I want to get admission to a medical college during next year. So goal needs to have a time frame, and if it is achieved in that way, only the goal will be achievable. So goal setting is nothing but a path which will help to achieve the objectives in the future. So continuous activity towards predetermined goals will help us to achieve where the goal can successfully given the task for achieving the objectives of the business. Set of disciplines with organized activities, interdependence between customer and us, and will result in profits, goodwill, team effort, proper decision making, etc. So these are the elements which will help goals to satisfy the requirement of the company as well as requirement of the business. So these are few you can say interrelated, correlated things which will help goals to format in such a way that it can help the objectives of the business properly being achieved. So goal is usually for, say for example, a span of around 3 to 6 months time, or maybe you can say 0 to 3 months time or 6 months time, we'll have certain goals. Objectives would be a year or so. Mission of a company would be, say for example, a year and a half to 3 years, and vision would be a little long term, that is 5 years to 10 years time frame. So this is the way how structure would define. So goals are for a team of people involved, and maybe long term in nature, or at times would be also short term depending upon the scenario. But these should be made into a few short term and person specific targets. So if goals is a little long term, it should be broken into small parts. It should be specific, what goal, what person has got what kind of goal, and what is the plan to achieve that particular goals. Targets make individuals more comfortable with what he has to do and within what time frame he has to accomplish the same. So targets, basically after goals would come targets, which will be able to achieve what company wants to do it, how company can achieve the goal. So targets are nothing but a ladder for reaching the goal. So targets will give us a proper element of goal, and accordingly it will help us to achieve what we want to achieve over a period of time. Then after the targets will come action plans. Action plans are nothing but something which is actually implementing actually executing, trying to give upon or grace the whole occasion or task. So detailed action plans have to be laid down next. This will assist individuals in achieving the target. So if action plans are laid down properly, then targets would be streamlined and accordingly be able to achieve that the path or level where it wants to reach for the business to grow in over a period of time. So this is how the action plans would function. So to summarize the whole chapter of vision, mission and strategy, this is what we need to follow. I'll give a brief understanding how it functions. So usually it starts from top, it comes over there, but we might also go from here to reach to the top. So I say this way, small action plans helps to design or achieve big targets. I repeat, small action plans make a big target. Small targets would make a big goal. The small targets will make a big goal. Small goals will help us to achieve big objectives. So small goals helps to big achieve big objectives. Small objectives will help to achieve the mission. And small mission will help to achieve the so-called the supreme thought process in any organization, which is known as the vision. So we set the things from top to bottom, but we follow the things from bottom to top. That is, small actions make a big target, small targets make a big goal, small goals make a big objective, and small objectives make a big mission. Finally, small missions make a big, very big vision. So this is the way how the whole cycle actually functions. So this vision is something which, if has to be achieved, this ladder from action plans to vision needs to be followed across step by step, levels to levels over a period of time. So this is it, how this chapter functions. Now guys, I would quickly summarize by giving you all information that vision is something which is very, very important. I mean, if many of us sitting over here and listening to me wouldn't have a vision, share a vision, make a vision, read a vision, live a vision, and make sure that vision of yours, your organization or your business would be able to achieve, if and only if you visualize it. It's very simple. It's pure. It's clear. It's from bottom of your heart when you visualize something and it falls in place. But it's very important to visualize it, and then only you will be able to achieve it. So once you visualize something which you want to achieve it, then the path would be designed, the ladder would be created, right from the action plans to targets to goals to objectives to mission to vision. And this would be a very, very memorable journey for achieving this particular part. Hope you, this chapter would have given you little insights about how you can apply those things in the principles of management subject in a real time situation. And hopefully many of you all would understand and imbibe a lot of things from this chapter in your own self, in your own life, and take the benefit of this chapter to not only yourself but to many people are surrounded by you, to helping them to design a vision and achieving this vision for their as well as your success. That's all from my end. Thank you, friends.